by Chambers and O'Hara, the sponsors of the Tip-Off Show. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney, has all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes both coaches, Matt Osborne, Vita Della Valle, Mike Brzee of Sydney, as well as the Storm and the Warriors and all their fans, the best in tonight's ballgame. Our broadcast, a presentation of WCDL Sports Rights, granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. We'll get right to our main sponsors and come back and talk a little bit before the national anthem and starting lineup about both teams as we get ready for our Happy New Year broadcast right here on WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce. Only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yup, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only, limited time only.
Continuous favorites at FM 101, AM 1490, WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Yes. All right, welcome back. We're arranging for the national anthem to be sung by a very talented young lady. We've had her sing many times before, Caitlin Jackson, whose father John is the JV basketball coach here and known him forever. So it's always fun to have them participate and have them close enough to where our corded microphone can get them. But we talked about the records between Sydney and Una Dela Valley, and it's one of those games where you really, again, you would probably think, coming in just looking at both teams a little bit more in depth than the average fan, you'd probably think Una Dela Valley's got the upper hand. It is a home game for them. Sydney's struggling a little bit. We'll tell you more about that as it goes. But very soon here we're going to be having our national anthem. That would be good, yeah. All right. So, yeah. There you go. Okay, looks like we're going to have an anthem as it goes. There we go. Catching this on the fly if you couldn't tell.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
All right, now her dad's going to do the national. I'll give him that because I need... Get him over here. Starting lineup's going on, too. Gotcha. Yes. Here
we go. And now for the starting lineups for the Sydney Warriors. A junior, number 2, Nick Mino. A senior, number 10, Pat Vibbard. A junior, number 14, Wyatt McKee. A senior, number 21, Bill Kozak. And a junior, number 33, Trey Larson. Sydney is coached by Mike Brzee.
So Trey Larson getting the starting in the starting lineup tonight, as he has over the holiday break. They're dressed in maroon with their white trim and numbers and letters.
And now, stand and cheer for your Unadilla Valley Storm. A senior at forward, number 1, Bryant Maynard. A senior at guard, number 12, Nick White. A sophomore at forward, number 15, David Dufresne. A sophomore, number 20, at center, Brett Henselmeyer. And a senior at guard, number 23, Nate Shackleton. Stormer coached by Mr. Matt Osborne, assisted by Paul Tuttle.
That's how a starting lineup's supposed to be done, ladies and gentlemen. All right, and an anthem, too. So we get the Jackson family on the microphone. Will never be the same. All right, and Unadilla Valley Storm in their white with very dark purple and black as far as the trim goes. Welcome along. Whoops, there we go. Let me up my microphone a little bit. Had to do a lot of adjusting with that microphone. Caitlin sings a very strong, powerful voice, and our microphone, I don't know if it can handle it, so I had to turn her down quite a bit to get it to not be so distorted, but a nice job nonetheless. A nice opening for our first game of the new year. It'll be Dufresne and Larson jumping it up. Sydney playing for the defensive tap. Sure enough, Dufresne out jumps Larson, but McKee steps in to grab the first basketball that's up for grabs, and that is going to be a possession for Sydney. McKee's got the ball on the high post, hands it to Mino. Mino fakes right or left, goes right. Little short jump shot along the baseline, up and good, and Sydney immediately takes the lead about 15 seconds into our contest. 2-0 Sydney, the visiting team, going to my left offensively. UV to my right. They've got the ball right now, and they're working it around with one of two Henselmeyer brothers. They are, one of them's a sophomore in the starting lineup, and driving inside but just missing the shot is Nick White. Nick White, the defensive specialist, he leads the team in steals. Dufresne, no surprise even as a sophomore, leading the team in scoring with 23 points per game. They have lost to two teams, Rome Free Academy and Oneonta, otherwise 6-0 overall this year. Sydney moving in to McKee. A little contact there. Missed it. Got the ball back and missed the follow-up. didn't have the touch necessary, even though he out-rebounded his opponent. It is White now off to a sharp-shooting number 23, Nate Shackleton, and the senior guard pops it in, and we've got our first lead change already. 6:41 to play in the first quarter. Circus move by Kozak, misses on the drive inside. Got his own rebound, kicked it out to Vibbert, who misses the 18-footer. Now Dufresne up against Vibbert. Vibbert with a block. Nice timing by the senior quarterback of Sydney. That's not easy to do, to block that shot, let me tell you. Dufresne's got tremendous jumping ability. He plays all year round. A lot of AAU ball this summer in larger areas. Mino, the stop and pop, it's off the back of the rim. Rebound, well, Mino went for his own rebound, almost got it. He was tied up with Brent Hanselmeyer. Brent Hanselmeyer, one of two Hanselmeyers, as I said. Jared, the other one, a senior. He saw some time off the bench last year. It'll be Storm ball, leading 3-2, 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Still trying to get my sea legs, as it were, seeing the new team from Unadilla Valley. A lot of returning players from last year, which helps. Brett Hanselmeyer's got the ball on the left wing, guarded by McKee. Dufresne pops it from the top of the key, but just inside the stripe. So David Dufresne, their leading scorer, gets his first basket of the night. 5-2 in favor of UV after the Nick Mino 12-foot baseline jumper. It's been zeros for the Sydney Warriors. Coming around a screen, Mino this time on the left baseline, misses. Larson kept the ball alive. McKee got it, put it up and in. Wyatt McKee with a finish, but credit Trey Larson for keeping that basketball alive after the miss by Mino. Lead now 5-4 for the Storm. They've got the ball. Very similar offense to what Sydney was doing. The give and go off the screen. Working the man with two-man play was Hanselmeyer and Shackleton. Shackleton missed a shot. Ball got hit out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney. So along the sideline this time, UV puts the ball into play. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Another three-pointer launched and another one made, this time by senior Nick White. Second three-pointer of the ball game. And interesting that even though I have pretty good stats kept old school on a chart by Coach Matt Osborne, don't have a three-point indication. The fall away by Mino misses. Larson again kept the ball alive and tried to put it back up. He had a ball fake. Dufresne knocks the ball out of bounds. I see field goals made, and I see free throws made and attempted. I do not see three-pointers. So we just don't know. But two of them went in and looked awful good so far for UV. 4.5 to go. McKee, low post. They move it around after that. Four people touch it. Mino with a finishing shot, but misses. Rattled around the rim. Dufresne, coast to coast, draws the foul upon his layup. So we'll get our first foul of the night. That goes against Sydney's Pat Vibbert. So his first and the team's first, all the way to the 4:21 mark before we see the whistle blow for a foul. Dufresne at the line, misses the first one. I guess if there's a weakness in his game, it may be considered that. He's shooting 50% coming in, 18 for 36. Second one is also no good. Larson skies for the rebound up over Hanselmeyer. Vibbert and Mino on the perimeter, keeping tabs on the man-to-man defense by the Storm. Kozak. Bounce pass to Larson, to Mino. They work a triangle play. 18 on the shot clock. McKee, the ball fake, goes up. Bank shot is up and good. So McKee gets the basket, gets the shot to drop. 8-6 the score. UV by 2 and the ball. 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Dufresne is guarded by Vibbert. That's going to be the matchup I'll be looking at a lot, as will the fans. Oh, wide open basket by Nick White. He had the ball in the elbow, some defensive cross-up, and White recognized it quickly and made the layup. White with 5 points, 10-6. Storm, give and go. Kozak from Mino down along the blocks, and the smallest guy, Billy Kozak, scores his first basket underneath, 10-8. Pretty good offensive pace going here. Both teams playing man-to-man. That also helps. Maynard, haven't said his name yet. He's been working hard away from the ball to try to get free. Shot missed from the outside by White. Picked up, loose ball. Vibrant's got it. Off to Mino. Quickly to Kozak. Down low to McKee. The fake, the shot, it's good, and he's fouled. Wyatt McKee got a great pass from Bill Kozak. McKee looks like he's been working a lot on his inside move. I remember the first varsity game I covered for him against Green, a home game. He got his shot blocked at least five times and just was getting so frustrated inside. Some improvement shown here, and we've got our first tie of the game with that basket. McKee's basket makes it 10-10. McKee with a game-high 6 points. Missed on the follow-up free throw. So the score remains tied at 10. Dufresne, nice crossover dribble. Oh, hanging jumper, and it's good. Dufresne, second basket. He was the perfect complement last year for their all-time leading scorer, Justin Hofer, who left here with 1,170 points. All-time leading scorer and one of two over 1,000 points, along with Tyler Lloyd. Kozak around the screen, puts it up for three, missed it. Ball kept alive by Dufresne, into the hands of White. Up and open, wide open was Nate Shackleton. They saw him up ahead. UV capitalizes on that break, 14-10. Back-to-back hoops by the Storm. Kozak goes down for McKee. The no-look pass to Larson. Swings it over to Vibbert. Baseline shot, no. Larson inside for the rebound. Nice play. Mino for three. No. And the rebound by Nick White. Here he comes down the middle of the floor. Nobody takes him until Larson helps out on defense. Maynard backs in, misses the shot. Flicked around, and White's got it. White, the recipient of a break. Nobody from Sydney could put their hand on the ball, and he got the loose ball, put it up and in. Nice job. He's now the game's high scorer with seven. It's a six-point run for the UV Storm, playing the home team tonight against the visiting Sydney Warriors. Sydney did not have school. UV did. They had an agreement that they would play. Mino lost his dribble, swings it to Vibber, top of the key over to Kozak on the right wing. Kozak keeps working. He's the hanging jumper from the foul line. Oh, it was in and came out. Larson again kept it alive. McKee did not shoot it. Larson kept it alive again on the loose ball. Trey Larson with quick hands tonight. Mino down low to McKee. The turnaround, bank shot, no good. Kozak open for three. The ball came way out to him, and he takes advantage. Kozak with his first three. He's got five. McKee and Kozak combining for 11 of the 13 Sydney Warrior points. Under 35 seconds to go. 16-13. Got a new player in the game, Hank DeGlee. He's a junior, but he is clearly the tallest one on the floor. He is, and they don't give heights for UV. I'm not sure why that happens, but then again, I look over at Sydney. They didn't give heights either, but I would say DeGlee, based on Larson being listed at 6'3", I would say DeGlee's 6'4.5". So 33 seconds left in the first quarter. 16-13, UV Storm leading Sydney. Inside, ball batted away. They went for DeGlee. Hit from behind. Here comes Mino in transition. Off to McKee at the last minute. McKee scores to make it 8 for him. 16-15, but Mino with a timely assist. Brandon Bissett's in the ballgame now for the Sydney Warriors. That's Brandon Bissett, a 6-foot junior, number 3. He's picking up Dufresne. Vibbert switches over to Nick White. Bad pass between Shackleton and Hanselmeyer. So it'll be Sydney's last possession with 11 seconds left. They could take the lead. So Kozak slowly up the floor. Now there's 5 seconds. He's going to pop for three, and it's off the mark. Ball kept alive. Kozak with time on the clock misses. He anticipated that ball being hit out almost. Well, he did get a good shot off. It did not go in. So UV holds on to the lead, 16-15. We've had a very fast first quarter. There's more to come of live Tri-Town High School boys basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney gets first possession and Kozak and Mino work out a two-man play. Mino misses the shot, but good play by White McKee to tap the ball out and Sydney keeps their possession. Mino drives hard, hits it from the foul line. Good, and it counts. Sydney regains the lead and Mino will go to the line. That foul will be on Nick White. Now, one of the things that's easy to tell is that there aren't many fouls being called. Boys are being allowed to play, but they're also playing a very fast-paced ball game and a very clean ball game. Mino's second basket. He started the night off with the first basket. And Mino will now convert the free throw. 18-16, we have our second lead change of the ball game. So it's Bryant Maynard, Nate Shackleton, Nick White, David Dufresne, and Hank DeGlee. There's a follow-away jumper by Dufresne, who springs up so high he missed it. White got a follow-up shot, missed it. Dufresne kept it alive. It's inside now. He's bottled up. He's going to have to flick it out. He does to White. White gets a little bit of room, airballs it. DeGlee trying to save it. It's into the hands of Brandon Bassetto. Got blocked out by the official. Oh, Kozak got the ball knocked away from behind. Turned over to UV, and here comes Shackleton driving hard down the lane. He's got it. Nate Shackleton, a man on a mission on that play. 18-18 tie, our second tie of the ballgame. Beating the press, it's a 3-on-2. Kozak stops for three. It's good. Nothing but net. Sydney gets the lead back. Kozak's second three-pointer. He's got eight. Tie for game-high honors with teammate Wyatt McKee. 21-18, Sydney. Hank DeGlee at the high post, guarded by McKee. Gives it off to Nick White. White drives in on Vibbard. Up to the hoop. Just teeters off the rim. Ball stays alive inside there with Nick White. And that foul's going to be called on Dufresne inside. To be honest, didn't see it. There was a cluster of people in there, and the official had me blocked out. I'm down courtside. Again, they're going to three-on-two it. Rifle pass to McKee from Kozak. McKee decides to throw back to Kozak. Now to Mino. Foul line jumper. Too hard. Bassett hustling in there. Kept the ball alive, and then it went off a UV player underneath, so it'll be Sydney's ball. So UV applying a man-to-man press, but Sydney able to pass over it, which is half the battle. They've scored once, and they've retained possession once. They swing it around. Kozak open for three again. Left side, and again! Bill Kozak strikes gold. Three three-pointers in a row. Two in a matter of 25 seconds. 24-18, Sydney's largest lead right now of six. Shackleton tries to answer with a three. He misses, and Vibbard rebounds and a quick outlet to Kozak to his right. Here comes Billy flashing down the lane. Circus layup, missed it. And the ball misses, but Bassett, sent in off the bench, has sparked this team. And it has nothing to do with his shooting ability. It has everything to do with how he hustles for the loose ball. And he just made another tie up there. And because UV started possession of the ball, or had the last possession, Sydney gets it this time. Kozak will inbound. There's nobody there. Well, way out top for Mino to save the five-second call from being made. 24-18, Sydney's largest lead. Kozak, a long three on the right side, and that's nothing but net. Phil Kozak. Three 3-pointers in about a minute's time, and Sydney storms out to a 27-18 lead, and that's a full timeout for Coach Matt Osborne. Lots of time left. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Unadilla Valley just broke a press. They've had the possession for about 20 seconds now, and their newest player, Mason Elford, comes in the game and muscles up a shot inside. So his basket stops the surge of points for Sydney. That totaled 11. Inside, Wyatt McKee, and he's also playing inspired basketball. I know yesterday they worked a lot on inside play. I was up testing the phone line. And from behind, Nick Mino steals the ball away from an unassuming Nate Shackleton. 29-20, Sydney, playing some of their best basketball. There is Mino with a floating jumper, misses. McKee rebounds, quickly gets it out to Mino. A three-pointer misses. And then a foul. And I'm not sure who it's on. That's going to go on Brandon Bissett. Four fouls on UV, three on Sydney. Nobody's in foul trouble. Good clean game, good fast break-oriented game between these two teams. 29-20, Sydney. Their largest lead is at 9. There's a give-and-go to Bryant Maynard. Soft shot inside. Actually, it was too hard on the shot that required a soft touch. He didn't have it. Lost it out of bounds. 4:20 to go in the half. 29-20. This game being played at a sprinter's pace. Mino. Into the game now, Jordan Constable for Sydney. He started the year as a starting forward, took vacation time during the holidays, and Trey Larson took his place and has done quite well. So this will be first look for Constable. Bryant Maynard called for a foul inside. Want to say hello to some people logging on tonight from New York City. Thank you very much. Out of the 9 million people, I'm not sure who it is. And Bellevue, Florida checking in. I don't know how cold it is there, but it's negative numbers right now. Turnover by Sydney. Gives the ball to UV, but now Mino trying to pick the ball back up. He almost made it off his knee. Nate Shackleton, give him credit. He got the ball stolen away, but got it back. UV looking for some points. Up by Alford. This time it misses. Tapped up once. Vibbert gets it. It's Vibbard, Mino, McKee, who just got a great pass from Mino, finishing up. Wyatt McKee with a dozen. McKee and Kozak and Mino, usually their top three scorers, have been the only three scorers, and they've combined for 31 first-half points, 3:20 to go. UV far from done, though. Around the screen comes Maynard. Maynard drives in on Mino, takes it up, and Vibbard rejects the shot, but he followed through a little bit too much. That's going to be a foul on Vibbert. I think that's number 2. That will be 2, yep. And fourth team foul on the Warriors. Meanwhile, Bryant Maynard comes to the line. He has not scored, averaging four per game. His free throw shooting, very minimal, 3 for 10, just 30%. He misses the first one. More subs for Sydney. Number 11 is Justin Barnes into the ballgame. Trey Larson returns. Second shot misses. So UV is 0 for 4 from the line so far. 31-20, Sydney. Barnes traveling with the ball underneath. Again, they threw the ball. And guess what? Bill Kozak threw one up from the three-point area in the left corner and made it. Of course, that did not count as Barnes was called for the travel. Again, they're trying to beat the pressure defense with long passes, and for the most part, it has worked. Sydney staying in man-to-man. They'll do that all night long and all season long, with very rare exceptions. Alford, a dribble. Off to Hanselmeyer. Nice drive inside. Too hard, though. And there's a whistle to stop the action. It's going to be on Sydney's Trey Larson. Larson's first foul, 15 foul for the Warriors. David Dufresne not in the ballgame for Unadilla Valley, and it is a different look when that happens. Maynard inside, call for an offensive foul, knocking over Trey Larson. Larson looks at the coaching staff and smiles. I guess there must have been a challenge there somewhere. So, substitution for Unadilla Valley, Matt Osborne calls upon Jared Hanselmeyer, sophomore. So both Hanselmeyers are in, along with Maynard, Shackleton, and Alford. Kozak and Mino get the ball over half court. Kozak on a nice baseline drive, had a chance to pass or shoot. He took the shot, he made the shot. 16 first half points for Bill Kozak. Second two-pointer. He's also made 4 3-pointers in succession. 3 within a minute. Inside, nice move, and the shot won't go, but Brett Hanselmeyer got a good pass from Nick White, who's back in the ballgame. That's going to be 2 in a row on Trey Larson, so that gives him 2 with 2:14 left to go. 33-20 is the score. Sydney leads, and they took the lead at 20-18 and have not looked back. Off the back of the rim for Hanselmeyer. The leading free throw shooter for UV is Nate Shackleton at 73%, 16 for 22. Nick White is next at 62%. Both shots fail to go in, so 0 for 6 on the UV chart. Mino to Barnes, right back to Mino. Sydney will start the offense. Constable and McKee in there as the forwards, 3 guards. Barnes trying to find Mino. It's a possession arrow inside. Things got tangled up. Official right in my way. That's why I hesitated. 1:56 to go in the first half. 33-20. I don't think there are many, if any, games going on tonight. Tell you about our 2014 portion of the schedule very shortly at the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Shot left side. Shackleton misses. Cold, cold shooting, and you don't want to joke about it on a night like this with the negative temperatures, but just 2 field goals in this quarter for Unadilla Valley, which Sydney's shots have been extremely hot. Barnes sees a little opening. He's going to take about a 16-footer. Misses off the back of the rim. Rebound to Brett Hanselmeyer, who probably should tuck his shirt in. Sydney staying in man-to-man. Brett Hanselmeyer to the left side for Alford. Elbow jump shot short. Rebound McKee. McKee has to fight through traffic to get an outlet to Kozak. Billy Kozak up the right side. Waits for Barnes, who is literally in his way. Mino has to come out from the weak side to help out. So Mino playing the point now. Constable facing the basket from the elbow off to Barnes. Barnes across court to Mino. Mino double team, hands it to McKee. McKee gets the ball slapped away. Kozak, though, recovers. Kozak hanging, jump shot, no, short. 34 seconds to go. Kept alive. Kozak right side three. No. Hit it low. Kozak followed his own shot. Well, Sydney trying to keep the momentum going. Coach Brzee wanted them to, with 28 seconds to go, wanted them to work it for the last shot. So Dalton Miner, a senior, comes in, number five, replacing Nate Shackleton, who's been in there all the way. And he and Nick White lead the team with 7 points apiece. Kozak at the line for the first time. Sydney just 1 for 2 from the free throw line. They get two for three. The difference in this game, no question about it. 3 three-pointers in about a minute and 10. The second quarter for Bill Kozak. 34-20. 27 and a half seconds left. Second shot is good. And a short timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. Let's take a quick timeout. 27 seconds left, 35-20 Sydney. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
About 5 seconds into this possession in Sydney. Looks like they've got UV bottled up. They get away with it, though, I should say they get back into the action. They couldn't quite finish that. 13 seconds to go. A ill-timed shot by Dalton Miner. Air ball. And Sydney does now have a chance for the last shot. Mino traveling. He worked it inside, got contact, but he also stutter-stepped. Took the shot anyway and made it. So that's two shots waved off. 5 seconds to go. Kozak forcing Brett Hanselmeyer. And, Mino on the weak side trying to steal the ball with 1.7 seconds to go. First of all, that's stopping the clock. Second of all, that's the seventh team foul on Sydney, which means free throws. The emphasis on free. So at the line is Brent Hanselmeyer, who's already 0 for 2. This is a 1-1, and this one does go in. Again, that's a freebie, and I'm saying momentum can change between halves. And if that's the case, they'll look at this and go, shouldn't have happened. Second shot, no good. And the buzzer is going to sound a little later than I thought as the ball got chased into the near corner. But another point tacked on for the varsity of Unadilla Valley. And that makes the score Sydney 35 and Unadilla Valley 21 as we end our first half. And we've got stuff to recap and look forward to as well during the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. It's all ahead on your local sports leader, WCDO.
This winter, let Maravito keep life warm. Maravito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Maravito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Maravito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Greg Davey here at Unadilla Valley. That was a very, very quick first half. And Sydney used their quickness and sharp shooting from the outside, along with good ball movement and excellent rebounding, to take a 35-21 lead over the Unadilla Valley Storm, who led after the first quarter 16-15. And it's time now for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. And again, trying not to make any jokes about how cold it is outside between playing the in the home of the Storm and all the other things that go with it, as far as hot shooting, cold shooting, et cetera, et cetera. However, you cannot, the difference in the game, without a doubt, the first 3 minutes of the second quarter between Wyatt McKee and Bill Kozak combining for 13 points, and it just, you know, it didn't take long. I mean, it was on a streak, and it was quick the last two or three minutes, not so much, but defensively, they were able to handle UV, who had to endure the last 4 minutes or so of that half without the services of David Dufresne. Dufresne, 23-point score, held to 4 points. He committed two personal fouls in the first half. Let's go over the scoring for the UV Storm. Lots of missed free throws here. 1 for 8 overall. They're led by Nate Shackleton, who has one of the 2 3-pointers and 7 points. Nick White has the other three-pointer. He scored 7 points all in the first quarter when UV took leads that were up, I believe at one point it was 13 to 8 at one point before Sydney started their way back. Other than that, it's David Dufresne held to 4 points, as I said, 0 for 2 from the line. Bryant Maynard, who has 3 fouls in the game, he's 0 for 2 from the line. And 2 points for Mason Elford, who made those points right as soon as he came into the game. Brett Hanselmeyer, one of the other starters, is just 1 for 4 from the line. So 7 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 1 for 8 from the foul line. 21 first half points for Unadilla Valley, who's averaging a lot more than that in a game. Sydney had Wyatt McKee's inside punch and Bill Kozak's outside touch to score 30 of Sydney's 35 points. And just checking to make sure on this, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 18 is 30. Mino's got 5. Yep, that's all the 35. So Bill Kozak with 18, including 4 three-pointers, 3 in a row at the beginning of the second quarter. He had 2 for 2 from the line. Nick Mino has 2 baskets, a free throw. He had a 3-point play, makes it 5 points. And McKee, everything has been inside for those 12 points. 6 baskets. He's 0 for 1 from the foul line. So Sydney total is 2, or make that 3 for 4 from the foul line. And really haven't gotten to the line that much anyway, but still making the most of that storm, just 1 for 8. There was a game in league play last night. It was in Deposit, or actually in Unitigo. Unitigo hosted games on Monday and on Friday. Friday they just lost to Owego by 164-63 despite leading. Now remember, Owego is a tough team in the Southern Tier Athletic Conference. So for them to be that close and actually lead by 7 or 8 as the fourth quarter started, a little frustrating for them as they lost it. They got on the winning side of a similar game last night. They led 59-52 with a minute 30 left and held on to win 61-60 between Kellen Comenda's 28 points and Jonathan Forte hitting 2 key free throws to make a Unitigo 4-point lead with just 7 seconds remaining. And Matt Mills for Deposit hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer. So those free throws were key, and Tanner Winchester helped out with 13 points. Unitigo, they make the most of their MAC games. They're 4-0 in the MAC. They are 4-4 overall. Not much else in action at all the last couple of nights. Of course, getting back into the swing of things because of the vacation. And then today, you've got the weather being a factor. But because Unadilla Valley had school, it was an agreed-upon situation. Sydney knew by 11 o'clock this morning that they would indeed be playing JV and varsity here between New Berlin and South New Berlin. It's technically in the town of New Berlin, but because there is no town Unadilla Valley, just like there's no town of Unitigo. All right, Sydney will be prominently displayed all this week, tonight, of course, and then Thursday. I see a lot of Afton folks here, Dickie Winans, Kyle Hinman, Darian Heath. They're all here, and they're scouting tonight's boys game because they'll come to Sydney on Thursday. And we did check the phone line. We got that working again, so I won't have to do a cell phone broadcast, but that'll be a 7:15 start. Then the girls, Afton and Sydney, on Friday night will take place. And then finally next Tuesday we'll get our first look, finally, at the Harpersville girls. Had a chance to do them against BG. Because of the snow out, we didn't get a chance, to do that. Turned out to be a pretty good low-scoring game. BG actually had chances to win that one. Harpersville, the heavy favorite for the MAC this year. UV, of course, the girls, Lady Storm, trying to repeat as league champions. Let's take our final break, 35-21. By the way, that game next week, it'll be Tuesday, Unitigo at Harpersville girls at 7:15. 35-21 our score. Quick break. We'll be back with the second half. Tip-off, or not tip-off, but possession. Unitigo, or Unadilla Valley trailing Sydney, 35-21. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert Zyke and Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back for Sydney's first possession of the second half. Nick Mino, Wyatt McKee, Brandon Bissett gets the start and a steal. Bryant Maynard on a lazy pass by Nick Mino. Maynard, the follow-away is up and good. Well, well. Brandon Bissett earning the start for the second half, joined by Vibbert, Kozak, McKee, and Mino. Billy Kozak, who made 4 three-pointers in succession, bridging the first and second quarter. A pass thrown away. They were looking for Bissett. They crowded around him, 70 in front, 70 in back, got the ball. So David Dufresne is back in there. He's got two fouls. Bryant Maynard has three. He's still in there, or he's back in there. And David Dufresne takes charge from the right side, driving hard and scoring in what turned out to be a basic layup. Sydney almost dodged, let him go. Quick, explosive move by the sophomore David Dufresne, second team at league all-star last year. And again, a good compliment to Justin Hofer, their all-time leading scorer. Kozak drives in hard, and he gets the ball blocked by number 20, Brett Hanselmeyer. UV, the definite advantage early on here, just a minute and 12 into play, 35-25. They've cut the deficit to 20, or to 10, sorry, 35-25. Sydney's offense has actually stalled the last 5 or 6 minutes. Bissett kicks it out. It is Vibber, top of the key, short, rebound by Hanselmeyer. So Nick White, David Dufresne, Nate Shackleton, Brett Hanselmeyer, I'm missing one, Bryant Maynard, that's it. So Dufresne around a double screen. Again, he drives in, kicks it over to White. His shot is short, off the shoulder of somebody. Dufresne has the loose ball. He's fouled, I believe, in the act of shooting.
Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alyssa Rayberger. Parts of the South are experiencing some of the coldest temperatures in decades, putting extra strain on power companies. But that was nothing.
McKee kept it alive, but it's still going to be UV ball. White thought about it. Pass back out to Shackleton. They'll start the offense fresh. Maynard, top of the key. Ball fake, drives in hard. Layup is too hard and is fouled, but Bryant gets to go to the line. Why do I want to call him Brett? Bryant Maynard, my apologies. So the foul will be on Pat Vibbert of Sydney. He's got three. Maynard 0 for 2 from the line so far. First shot is up and good. He's a 30% free throw shooter. Second shot is no good. Chase into the corner, McKee. Maynard almost beat him to it. Pass to Mino. Mino dodges the defense. Pass, no look to Bissett. Inside, good. Brandon Bissett gets his first basket off the assist from Mino. 37-26, Sydney's first points. It was five in a row scored by the host, UV Storm. 37-26, Sydney by 11. A roll and then shot with touch on it by David Dufresne, and he's starting to catch fire. He's got 8 points, 37-28. Lead is nine now. Sydney with the ball. Closely guarded, Kozak by Nate Shackleton. Crossover dribble, the stop, and traveling will be the call. Remember Kozak during the football season after a splendid first game against Shenango Valley, scoring touchdowns every which way. Pulled a hamstring the next week, and then from there it was just injury after injury. Had to cut his season short. Still was one of the Section 4 leaders in rushing and touchdown score. 37-28. Backing in is White. Back to Dufresne. Looks like traveling is the call. I'm not sure if it was White or Dufresne on that. But from the far side, the official calls the travel. 4:58 to go in the third quarter. 37-28 Sydney. This is as close as UV has been in quite some time. Kozak almost got the ball stripped away by Shackleton. A little globetrotter move. And Kozak bouncing the ball back for Vibbert, but his bounce pass touched the two-foot-wide end line or sideline. That turns the ball back over to UV. Storm with a nice combination working for them right now. Not scoring points in bunches, but they're holding Sydney, and that's what's important right now because there's lots of time left. Dufresne driving hard on the left side. Fallaway jumper is good on the left side bank shot with the right hand of Dufresne. He's now got 10 points. He can score in bunches, and he's got equal distribution of left-hand and right-hand dribbling ability. And that was the case right there. Kozak, long three, swish, big basket for Sydney and Bill Kozak. Number 21 has 21 points to lead all scorers, and boy, did that stop the bleeding at least for now. 40-30. White driving in on Vibbard. Bank shot, no good. Vibbard might pick up number 4. And no, they're not going to call it on Vibbard. They're going to call it on Nick Mino. Not sure where that's headed, but Nick White will get to the line. Shot is no good. Free throw shooting has been the Achilles heel for sure. White, 62% coming into the season, or into the game, 16-26. Misses both. Dufresne, though, with an offensive rebound. Misses on the wild putback. He misses, but number 20, Brent Hanselmeyer, doesn't miss. His first basket, he's got 3 points. 40-32. Now they're within 8. They were within 7 a moment ago before the three-pointer by Kozak. Coming out, Kozak. Shackleton picks him up. Kozak fakes and lost the ball, picks it back up. And he's hit from behind. They double-teamed him hard. That's going to go on Shackleton, and I think Coach Osborne might breathe a sigh of relief there because it could have gone against Dufresne. 40-32, 3:35 to go third quarter. Sidney leads by 8. They've got the ball underneath for an inbounds play. Way up top for Vibbard to Mino. Mino, no-look pass into Wyatt McKee. Back to Mino. McKee sets the screen for Mino. The jump stop shot, no good. Rebound McKee. Does he have the touch inside? No. Didn't use the backboard. And here comes Maynard on transition. Out of bounds. Blocked by Mino. Some would say from the UV side anyway that was a foul. Maynard exploding to the basket. He's sneaky fast, I guess. 40-32. So Storm trying to get within 6 or 5, depending on the shot. Three-point shot, and that's the example right there. Nate Shackleton with his second three-pointer. Short timeout by Coach Osborne. 40-35, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Greg Davey back at Unadilla Valley, and we've got ourselves a game now. Yes, indeed. The momentum has switched specifically to Unadilla Valley, and David Dufresne with 6 of his team's points in this quarter. They were down a lot, and now are down by 5. Trailed at the half by 14. McKee, double team, back out to Mino. Mino, a hanging jumper, missed everything. Dufresne tried to save it, saved it instead to Sidney. Brandon Bissett will score and will get a free throw out of it. That's going to go against Bryant Maynard, and that's, by my count, his 4th. No, it's not on, okay, well. It's on 12. It's Nick White. That's his 2nd. So my bad. 2 fouls for UV. Bissett makes his free throw. So Bissett, getting the start in the third quarter, has scored 5 points. It's 43-35. Fallaway jumper missed by Nick White. Rebound Vibbard to Mino. Long pass up ahead to an open McKee. It scores. Wyatt McKee hasn't scored in a long time, but Mino found him like he did a couple of times in the second quarter. Those two are juniors and will be back next year, but there's plenty of action this year to still be had. Back to a 10-point lead. Dufresne, a little wild Hands it off to Maynard, though, to Shackleton. Shackleton drives in against Vibbard, gives him space, misses the shot. Rebound McKee, outlets to Mino. Mino, strong up the left side, nothing there. Dufresne steals the ball from Mino. Back to Dufresne, lays it up and in. David Dufresne with the basket. He's got 12, 8 in this quarter, 45-37, a minute 42 to go in the third period. Mino, much more slowly and in control this time, up the floor. Sidney by 8. Kozak weaves it to Vibbard. Vibbard to Kozak. Shackleton now steps up, goes toe-to-toe with Kozak. Now they switch off, and it's Maynard. Kozak thought about a three, didn't take it. Maynard could have blocked it. Dufresne running in, trying to deny the ball to Pat Vibbard and commits his third personal foul. Big call there with 1:18 left. It's a non-shooting situation, so Sidney will simply inbound right in front of me. Around the screen comes Kozak, picked up by Shackleton. Kozak taking his time. Into the paint, hanging jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, and is fouled. Kozak, the thing about Bill Kozak is once you, if you're guarding him and he shoots over you, you better block him out because he will get around you to get the loose ball, and that's exactly what happened. Kozak drawing the foul on Nick White, and that's White's third. So three players for UV, all starters with three fouls. Shot up and good. Kozak, a very good free throw shooter. He's 3-for-3 tonight. He's got a game-high 22 points. Those three players for UV, Bryant Maynard with 3, Nick White with 3, David Dufresne with 3. Billy Kozak makes the next one. He's got 23 points. So UV has been to within 5. They're now trailing again by 10, 47-37. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. The ball is loose down low, and Nick Mino ripped the ball free. And in retaliation, Brett Hanselmeyer commits the hold on that. That's his first. Suddenly, that's 5 fouls on UV, 3 on Sidney. But the first on Brett Hanselmeyer. So he'll sit down. Mason Alford comes into the game. He's a senior, number 24, scored within seconds when he entered in the second quarter. One of only 2 baskets made by UV in that period. They spread it out for Kozak to go one-on-one. Here's the 10-footer off the back of the rim. Bissett tried to keep it going. It's now on the floor. Possession arrow will be UV. 43.7 seconds to go. Sidney by 10, 47-37. Bill Kozak's 3-pointer and now just recently 2 free throws helping get that 5-point deficit back up to 10, or the lead back to 10 for Sidney. Dufresne, 25 on the shot clock, 32 on the game clock. Dufresne, nice give and go to Alford. Alford lost control of it though. Kozak with a steal. Kozak on the left side. They're going to play for 1. Last time they did that, Kozak fired up a 3, and that did not set well with Coach Brzee, even though he had made 4 in a row before that. McKee faking to Kozak. Maynard had his back to the defense. Kozak threw a double team, scooping it out, touched the line. The defense for Unadilla Valley came up big that time, double-teaming Kozak and forcing the turnover. 3.6 to go, though. White not looking at the clock. No, he puts it up from half court. No good. To the right. From this angle, it looked like it had a chance, but then went again. My vision isn't the best. All right, so 47-37. UV got to within 5. They now trail by 10, but it's still a game. 8 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Once the teams break from their huddle, it's UV versus Sidney, live Tri-Town High School Boys Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sidney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sidney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Phil Kozak has to work awful hard to get that inbounds pass from Nick Mino. They are sticking to him, trying to stick to him like glue. He can get free, and he did. Brandon Bissett with the ball to Nick Mino on the left side. Now to Kozak, open for three. Around the rim this time, no good. McKee whacks the ball out to the top of the key, but instead of Kozak there, it's Nate Shackleton for Unadilla Valley. He and David Dufresne, Nick White, Bryant Maynard, and Brent Hanselmeyer, I believe, is the... Yep. Dufresne, top of the key jump shot. Missed it. Good defense there by Bissett. Long pass up ahead from Mino to McKee. Goes up again. He fakes it against Dufresne. Goes up, misses. Dufresne got the better of that and the rebound. Here comes Dufresne, the sophomore, driving in. Scoop to the hoop. It's... Oh, it comes out. But he's fouled. Dufresne goes into action mode. Foul's going to go against Nick Mino, and that'll be his third. 47-37 score not or stays at that point. We're 51 seconds into the fourth quarter. Dufresne makes the first shot, but misses. Unadilla Valley, this is their home gym. They're 2 for 12 from the foul line. Second shot for Double D is no good. Rebound, McKee. McKee off to Mino with the outlet. 2 for 13. Bissett gives it to McKee. No, strip by Nick White. Here he comes, driving in on Bissett. Blocking foul will be called on Brandon Bissett. He tried to get in position to draw the offensive. He just wasn't quite there. Good call by the official. That'll be three on Bissett. Now, first half, foul trouble really wasn't an issue for anybody except Bryant Maynard, who had three. Maynard still has three much later. There's a lot of players with three fouls. And again, the free throw shooting woes continue for Unadilla Valley. The Storm, if they could make just 50% of their shots, would be very, very close. Second shot is good. 1 for 4 for White. He's got now 8 points. That's his first point since the first quarter, though. 47-38, Sydney by 9. Here comes Kozak. Through the double team. Oh, he got stripped and hit the deck hard. Aggressive play by UV. Maynard on the follow-up shot. Missed it. Inside. White also misses. Shackleton missed the tip. Finally, White with a tip. And aggressive play by UV is welcome at this point for Coach Matt Osborne, as long as the whistle doesn't blow. And it could have blown easily several times in that succession. But aggressive on the boards. Kozak inside to Bissett. The fake, the shot. He got blocked. Wyatt McKee blocked from behind by Dufresne. And Dufresne with the pickup. Dufresne off to the races. And Pav Everett will be called for his fourth foul. So let's recap the fouls as I have them. Nick Mino, Brandon Bissett with three each. Pat Vibbard now with four. That's the sixth team foul on Sydney. The last non-shooting foul of the game for Unadilla Valley. To inbound it rather than shoot free throws. Unless, of course, it's an offensive foul. 47-40, 6 minutes to go. Shackleton against Kozak around a double screen. Now it's Dufresne. Dufresne guarded by Bissett. Starts right, goes left. Jump shot, airballed. And trying to save it underneath is Nick White, and he tried to save it off a Sydney player, and it looks like he may have been successful. So 18 seconds on the shot clock. UV will indeed inbound. White driving hard off the glass. No, it didn't even go off the glass. It's touched last by White himself, although Hanselmeyer tried to help out. So Sydney by seven, but UV right now, the much more aggressive team. So Sydney trying to get some finesse back. There's a steal, and White picks the pocket of Nick Mino. White goes up, falls off the rim with a shot. But Nick Mino called for his fourth foul. And there's a lot of time left, 5:31 to play. Nick White. Has made one free throw. And misses the first one, so he's 1 for 5. A reflection of the team free throw shooting tonight. Second shot. No arc on it, no good. And Brent Hanselmeyer actually snuck in across the lane and had that ball in his grasp and then somehow lost it. Sydney catches a break there. Bissette hands it off to Kozak, which would have been a violation if he did that. On the inbounds pass, Kozak guarded by Shackleton. Sydney stagnant on the offense and a weak pass by Kozak, but Mino just able to get it. Mino drives to the right baseline, kicks it way back to Kozak. 14 on the shot clock, the fake pass. Now gives it to Mino. Mino comes to the top of the key. Storm with a double team defense to Mino. Mino with 4 on the shot clock, 3-pointer, short, rebound, Bissette inside. Bissette passes to Mino, soft shot up and good. Brandon Bissette off to Nick Mino for his third basket, and a timeout called. 4:49 left. Sydney by 9, 49-40. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Needless to say, the Hancock at BG, Delhi at Harpersville, and Green at Afton games in the MAC tonight were postponed. But this game's still alive, and that's why there are so many teams from other schools here to watch this one. 49-40. Sydney has led most of this ball game, especially the second and third and fourth quarters. 49-40 they lead. UV with the ball, though. David Dufresne comes around the screen. He's at the foul line. He double-team passes off to White. White aims a shot, misses it. Ball kept alive, shackled it inside. Or check that, Hanselmeyer inside. And looks like another foul. Let's see who this one's on. That'll be a Brandon Bissette, and that'll be his fourth. So it's Mino, Bissette, and Vibbert all with 4 fouls. Still in the ballgame right now. Clock stops with 4:24 to go, and Brett Hanselmeyer at the line. Shot is up and good. The best-looking free throw they've had tonight, and Hanselmeyer himself is just 2 for 5. Cuts it to 8. Chance to cut it to 7, and does. Well, he was a cool customer there, the only one to make 2 in a row for Unadilla Valley. Mino. Double team, so he passes off to Kozak, who lofts the ball back over to Nick. Diagonal pass to Mino to the right for Bissette. Bissette guarded by White. They go 4 corners, sort of, with McKee at the top of the circle. 11 on the shot clock. Kozak dribbling around looking for somebody. Down low is Bissett. He's open, misses the shot. McKee trying to keep a hand on it. Saved by Maynard. Up the floor comes Shackleton for UV. He's going to drive all the way in and scores it. Oh, he knocked Kozak over. No call there. Shackleton with a big basket. He's got 12. 49-44, 3:38 to go. Kozak lost the ball. He went off in the air, and his pass is all the way down. Maynard now underneath for UV. Puts it up and in. Maynard with a basket. He's got 5. 49-46, 3:23 to go. Mino got hit in the face, but no call. McKee, top of this foul line, or at the foul line, I should say. McKee's been silent for the most part in the second half. Mino drives in. He's got an open jump shot. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. And a foul on the side as Mino out-hustled Brett Hanselmeyer for that basketball. Hanselmeyer will get called for the foul, but that's only number 6 on the team. So that's an inbounds play with a fresh 35-second call. Credit Mino, he misses the open shot, but he got his own rebound. And even 3 minutes to go, the closest this game has been since the second quarter. 3 minutes, clock starts, 49-46, Sydney. They've been held to just one Nick Mino basket. It is Jordan Constable in the game. Shot blocked by Dufresne with authority. Constable had a wide open layup, put it up softly, and Dufresne timed it expertly and knocked it into the padding. Timeout asked for by Coach Matt Osborne. 2:49 to go in this game. UV with the momentum, but Sydney with a lead. 49-46, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, Sydney led after three quarters, 47-37, but Unadilla Valley turned up the aggressive meter, and they have been pegging it lately. A lot of contact, but their shots are now starting to fall. Their free throws still aren't too much, but they have outscored Sydney 9-2 to start this fourth quarter that's already down to the 2:49 mark, and they are certainly playing some inspired ball and certainly have the momentum going in their favor. Sydney to inbound. They float it into McKee. McKee double team. He's going to go hard. The ball fake. He goes up and scores it. Wyatt McKee with a huge basket for Sydney. Gives them a 5-point lead. It's far from over, though. UV coming right to the basket. Hard drive up by White. Misses. Constable with a rebound. Mino will slow things up. Guarded by Nick White. White's picked his pocket a couple times in this quarter. Not so now. Bissett, who's had some quality minutes. To Constable in the corner for Mino. Mino to Kozak, top of the key for three. No good. Rebound. Constable, he brought the ball down, though. Got to take it away. Gets it back. Puts it up. Misses. Rebound is nobody. It's a holding foul. And that's going to go on Brandon Bissett, and that's going to be 5 on him. Well, that's a tough break for Brandon Bissett. He had some quality minutes off the bench, no question about it. And Sydney missed 2 shots inside. Had one of those gone in, that foul would never have happened, but that's what happens when you try to scramble for a loose ball. Anything can happen, and it did. But Brandon Bissett he got the start because of his hustle in the second quarter, got the start in the third quarter, and played a lot in the fourth quarter. Scored 5 points before sitting down. 51-46. Now it's back to Nick White with a mission. He scores the first one, and now the free throws are starting to drop for the Storm. Nick White with his 11th point. Second shot is good. So the last four shots have been made from the free throw line for Unadilla Valley. Puts them to within three, 51-48. We are approaching the two-minute mark, and Mino comes over half court. Bounce pass to McKee. McKee needs help. He gets it from Mino on the right side. 20 on the shot clock. Quickly, Vibbard to the left side for Kozak. Sets the screen for Bill. They double-team him slightly. Kozak launches for three. Short. Rebound, Dufresne. Dufresne, launch pass up ahead to Shackleton. The layup is good on the left side. Shackleton scores. UV within one. A minute 36 to play. 51-50. Sydney by one. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney's Nick Mino gets the ball across half court, coming against full court pressure. Jordan Constable, one dribble off to Mino, inside for McKee. McKee bottled up. He passes out the last second to Constable, to Mino, to Vibbard. Vibbard at the foul line, passes to Mino. 12 on the shot clock. Sydney not trying to force it. And it's Mino, rims out. Chased the loose ball. He had a low liner that went short off the front of the rim and then off of Shackleton's hands. Mino did hustle because he knew that wasn't going in. A minute six to go. A fresh 35-second clock. Sydney by one. Long pass out to Kozak. Kozak is guarded by White. Constable trying to set a screen. He's very dangerously coming close to a moving screen. Vibbard picked up by Dufresne. Vibbard cross court to Mino. Dangerous pass, got it through, no problem though. 45 seconds. 11 on the shot clock. Kozak thought about a three. Now he takes the foul line jump shot, and it's no good. Rebound McKee. McKee goes up, and he's fouled. Well, Wyatt McKee had 12 of his 16 in the first half. He now has a chance to help extend Sydney's scant one-point lead with just 35.8 seconds to go. That foul will be on Brett Hanselmeyer, his third. And that's the seventh team foul for UV. Very key number right there. McKee misses the free throw. Sydney has not gotten the line that much, but they've made the most of it. They were 6-for-7 before that shot. Second shot is up, and that one's no good. Dufresne rebounds. Chance for UV to take their first lead. It's Shackleton down low to Maynard. Fall away, no good. Blocked by McKee. It's out of bounds. It's going to be, Storm basketball. Or wait a minute. Or is it? Now they're saying it's a foul. And I'm just kind of watching as a spectator instead of an announcer what's going on here. I still don't see where that foul was, but then again, I get blocked by the officials quite a bit. Timeout on the floor. We'll stay right here. 27.6 seconds to go. Sydney, who took their first lead for good at 21-18 or 21-18. I'm not sure. I think it was a Kozak three-pointer. They have not trailed since then. The last time the game was tied was at 18 apiece. Sydney has 10 plus fouls, so any foul besides a shooting foul will be a double bonus for the Storm. UV, on the other hand, 7 team fouls, so they've got a couple more that'll force a 1-1. Of course, McKee just missed 2 key free throws, but UV collectively has missed a lot. They are 5 for 10 in this quarter, though. 5 for 10 in this quarter, 7 for 21, just 33% for the game. This is where the free throws that were being missed early on now are a factor. 27.6 seconds to go. I think I've got it all covered. Next game will be Sydney hosting Afton boys on Thursday night, and then Afton girls coming to Sydney for their game on Friday night. But there's 27.6 seconds to go here. And at the line will be number 20, Brett Hanselmeyer, who is probably their leader at 3 for 6. Remember, this is the double bonus. Shot is up, and it's good. We are tied at 51. So 3 in a row made by Hanselmeyer, 4 of his last 5. Shot is up. And it is good. First lead in a long time. 24 seconds to go. And Coach Mike Brzee calls timeout once they get it past half court. 22.7 seconds to go. I'm really not going to go anywhere. I don't want to miss a thing. We've gotten our sponsors in. I will tell you that coming up in the postgame will be our awards, of course, sponsored by Echo Brands, our all-purpose award sponsor, NBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Sponsor, and the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award sponsor, all coming up in the postgame. And this is edge of your seat excitement to start the first game of the 14th part of the 2013-14 season. Amazing. Especially when you think Sydney got out to that lead in the second quarter. It looked like they weren't going to be denied. And then UV came back, literally storming back, to cut to within 5 in the third quarter before trailing by 10. And then they now have taken a 1-point lead, 52-51. So lots of possibilities here. If you're looking, if I had somebody else doing the game with me, we could easily talk about the opportunities. But I think they're going to try to get it to either McKee inside or Kozak outside. 22 seconds to go. Kozak driving baseline. Bounce pass across the key to McKee, and he misses. A nice pass by Billy Kozak. Passing to McKee. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and that looks like it's on Dufresne, and that'll be 4 on David Dufresne, who went for the block. So McKee is at the line, needs, this is a two-shot situation. He's 0 for 3 tonight. First shot is up, and it's no good. He needs 1 to tie. Now, tough spot to put any young man in. Some people love it. Some people try to stay away from it. Wyatt McKee has no choice. He's got to take it. This will tie it up. 17.6 seconds to go. It's up, and it's good, and we are tied. So here comes UV. Will they call a timeout? 15 seconds to go. Dufresne. He passes to the right side for White. White's shot is good, and 5 seconds to go. Timeout asked for by Coach Brzee. Will they put more time on the clock? There's 4 seconds showing. Just want to make sure if that was White or Maynard. So there will be at least 1 second put on the clock. 54-52. I just want to check to make sure I got who scored the right basket.
Nick White scored that.
Is that White, Maynard or White? Oh, Shackleton. Okay, I got blocked out. I couldn't see it. Okay, thank you. Well, I was Nate Shackleton. I was 0 for 2 on my guesses. Well, big play by Nate Shackleton, no question about it. He scored 6 points in this quarter. And somebody for Sydney got knocked over. They have not called an offensive foul either way tonight. And it looks like they weren't going to start. 5 seconds to go. They did put an extra second on the clock because there was about 5.2 seconds to go, I noticed, after the basket went in. I saw 5.2. They tried to get the ball in quick. And on the they stopped the clock at 4. And the official's call was to give it an extra second. Now, Sydney's got to have some sort of play for 5 seconds. There's plenty of time to get off a shot. 2 points is where it's needed. 3 points could win it. 5 seconds to go. Pat Vibbert, the quarterback, will inbound it. And they're going to go deep. Going to go deep to Jordan Constable. Constable to Kozak for three. Oh, he's fouled in the act of shooting, and he's down on the ground. He's fouled in the act of shooting. Billy Kozak is fouled in the act of shooting. That's going to go against Nate Shackleton. And there is tension all over the place. Will there be three shots or will there be two? There's 1.2 seconds to go. Well, Bill Kozak's at the line. I don't know whether he gets two or three. There's 1.2 seconds to go. Unadilla Valley coaches are on the court screaming for a travel. Sydney's on their side screaming for three shots. We have not been told. Two shots. It looks like two shots. Kozak's first is no good. Well, that does it right there unless they can somehow with 1.2 seconds to go get an intentional miss and get a shot off quickly. Kozak. Oh, he did get three shots. See? The official, I swear the official showed two shots. He gets three. He's made one. Okay, doesn't get any more attention filled than this. And I apologize for that one. I do apologize. The official looked like he showed two shots. And when Kozak missed the first shot, it looks like the heart of Sydney collectively sank. And I thought intentional miss is the only way. Well, Kozak didn't look to miss at all. He looked to make it, and he made it. So he obviously gets the third shot. If this one goes in, we start the new year with overtime. If he misses, it will be an important rebound for UV to grab. Well, based on what we've gotten to now, it's funny how UV couldn't hit a free throw to save their life in the first three quarters. Their last seven or eight have been good. Sydney could not miss. They weren't at the line that much, but they were six for their first seven. They've missed four of their last six. And it all comes down to this. 1.2 seconds. 54-53. The guy they want at the line is at the line. Senior Billy Kozak. He's got a Division I baseball scholarship waiting him at Erskine College where his brother Andy is. But this is basketball season. And this shot to tie. And he ties it. 54-all. And the throw up by Shackleton is no good. And we've got overtime. Holy cannoli. It's overtime, folks. Who would have thought it? Billy Kozak makes two of three crucial free throws to tie it. So we'll have one more tip-off, I guess. And what is it, 4 minutes now? Yes, 4 minutes. So stick around. We'll be back with the overtime period. UV and Sydney, it's the only game in town, and it's the best game in town. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, Banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we've got a tip-off for the second time tonight, but there's a lot different from when the first tip-off went on, and David Dufresne, no question about it, wins the tap. Now, Sydney started with Trey Larson. He has not been on the floor in a long time. Jordan Constable has taken over that spot, and a ball that slips away but recovered by Shackleton. Dufresne has it back now and pops a 15-footer, and it's off the back of the rim. Kept alive by Maynard, but now it's Vibbard with it. Vibbard off the double team, passes to Nick Mino. Sydney, chance to draw the first points, and a foul from the weak side coming in, and that's going to be Brett Hanselmeyer's fourth foul. That's the part I'm talking about. Now both teams are in the double bonus. Sydney starts with Wyatt McKee, Jordan Constable, Pat Vibbard, Bill Kozak, and Nick Mino. That's the five they started their season with as starters. Trey Larson got the start tonight. Brandon Bissett got the start in the second half. Let me get the first free throw out of the way here. Jordan Constable's first free throw is up and good. Unadilla Valley going with Bryant Maynard, Brett Hanselmeyer, David Dufresne, Nate Shackleton, who is talking with Bill Kozak right now as if they're old buddies, and Nick White. Jordan Constable breaks the string of missed free throws by Sydney. Hits two in a row. It's four in a row now for Sydney, actually. Maynard draws inside his first real aggressive play to the basket, and he scores it. He's got seven. We're tied at 56. So we've got one, two, three, four, five ties in this game. Mino backs in, kicks it out to Kozak, to Vibbard. Vibbard to Mino at the top of the key. Stops at the elbow. Back to Kozak. Kozak's going to spring up. Hanging jumper short. Constable trying to save it. It's out of bounds before they either one could. Kozak, got to say, he forced that one. And Nick White stayed with him all the way. 56 tie. We've played a minute in the overtime. So 56-56 each team has scored a basket. Or check that. 2 points. Jordan Constable had two free throws. Dufresne fakes the corner jumper, drives hard to the baseline, draws the foul. That could be the final foul on Pat Vibbard. It will be. So Vibbard will sit down having not scored at all, but playing a lot of minutes. That'll be five. So Vibbard has fouled out, and Bissett has fouled out for Sydney, scoring 5 points between them. Nobody for Unadilla Valley has, although Dufresne and Hanselmeyer each have four. Maynard and White both have three. So the big substitution decision here for Coach Mike Brzee, he, instead of with height, he's going to go with Justin Barnes. So it will continue to be a three-guard setup for Sydney. Dufresne at the line. He is 0-for-4 tonight. He came in shooting 50%. First one is no good. Chance to break the tie. 2:45 on the overtime clock. 56 all tie. Second shot is no good. McKee could not grab it. Dufresne takes advantage and scores. McKee used one hand to try to rebound it. Couldn't control it. Dufresne saw the loose ball opportunity and scored on the follow-up shot. 58-56 UV. Kozak has not shot a three-pointer in a while. Passes off to McKee. McKee off the glass, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes up, scores, and he's fouled. Wow, Wyatt McKee's biggest play of the night. A foul on Nick White will be his fourth, and McKee with a basket and chance to take the lead for Sydney. He's got 19 points. His 20th would give Sydney the lead with 2:19 left. McKee, he missed the first shot inside, got his own rebound. Credit to him. Shot is no good, though. We remain tied at 58. Ball is out of bounds off of Hanselmeyer. What should have been a rebound for Unadilla Valley turns into be a Sydney inbounds play. And for the first time in a while, here comes Hank DeGlee, the junior, coming in for Brett Hanselmeyer, who's got four fouls. So they're doing a defense-offense switch right now to keep Hanselmeyer in the game offensively. Mino throws it out there for Kozak. Taps it to Constable. Great play. Barnes to the corner for Mino. Mino backs it out. 2:10 to play. 58 all tie. Nice play by Justin Barnes and especially by Kozak, who was double-teamed and tapped it to Jordan Constable. Mino in the corner. Goes down low for McKee. He got off balance and it's stolen by Maynard. Maynard to Dufresne. Dufresne winds up and scores the layup. David Dufresne. When it's on the line, Dufresne delivers 60-58. Kozak goes for three. Short. Rebound by Barnes, or is it by Maynard? Possession error will be Sydney's with a minute 32 to go. 2-point lead for UV. Dufresne, like Kozak, gets the free rein on how to play for his own shot. Kozak's going to inbound it. Kozak inside to McKee. He brought the ball down, and a possession arrow. We'll give it back to UV. Wyatt McKee has done some good things inside. One thing he has a tendency to do is bring the ball down, and UV spotted that and caused the turnover. Well, in this case, the turnover, it was a possession arrow. Dufresne, guarded by Constable. Oh, he lost control of it. Threw up a prayer. No good. Rebound by McKee. Dufresne had everything in control and then somehow lost the ball. Still threw it up. Came down into the hands of Wyatt McKee. Constable, guarded by Maynard. Constable, left side. Down low for Mito. Up and in. And we're tied at 60. Excellent play by Jordan Constable to find Nick Mino all alone on the baseline. That was classic broken play. Here comes Dufresne against Constable. He's double-teamed. Back to Shackleton. Big shot. Good! Nick Shackleton! Three-pointer! Oh, my gosh. This isn't over. 63-60. 30 seconds to go. Sydney down by three. They don't necessarily have to play for a three-point shot right now. 23 on the clock. Mino to Kozak. Kozak faking the three. Now he shoots. And no, it's no good. Rebound Barnes. Barnes muscles it to Mino for three. Big shot. Good. Tied at 63. And Brzee calls time. He yells right into the official's ear. Nick Mino, the lucky man for sure. But you know what? You throw it up, and sometimes the good thing happens, but Justin Barnes made that play entirely possible right after Nate Shackleton made a phenomenal three-pointer with nothing but net. There's just one thing after another tonight, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a second overtime, but I have no more room on my scorebook. Oh, my gosh. This is too much. This is incredible. Our first game of the 2014 portion of our season is made up for everything up until now. I'll tell you what. 63-63 tie. We were tied at 10, 18, and then not again till 51. We ended regulation 54. It's been tied at 56, 58, 60, and both teams have made a three-pointer at 63. Mino with 12 points now. 9.3 seconds to go. Look for David Dufresne. Look for David Dufresne to be the deciding factor. He may even pass it off for the winning basket. Let's see what happens. To Shackleton. He was left alone. To Dufresne. Dufresne with 6 seconds to go. Driving in. He lost the ball. We could have another overtime. And possessioner with 0.7 seconds to go. 0.7 seconds to go. Possession arrow in favor of Sydney, I believe. 0.7 to go, 63 all tie. Mito, three-quarter court heave. No, off the top of the backboard. We go to a second overtime. Oh, man. Well, let's take a break because we need it. Let me get all my ducks in a row. It's second overtime, live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
11 points scored by both teams, or 9 points scored by both teams. I better mark something here because I'll do it with a highlighter.
When other cars
that'll differentiate between the two. I only have one small thing for overtime. All right, here goes second overtime. And again, Dufresne easily with a tap. Sydney has two players out with fouls. UV and Sydney both with players with four fouls. Dufresne, David Dufresne, a fall-away jump shot short. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses, and Constable with a rebound. And, wow, David Dufresne risking his fifth foul, reaching around on Jordan Constable. They call it a possession arrow. Oh, my goodness. Well, Sydney will get the ball nonetheless. Here comes Nick Mino. Same guys in there. Justin Barnes inserted, of course. Dufresne with a steal. He's going to go up and jam it. Oh, Dufresne with a slam dunk. And this after he probably should have gotten his fifth foul based on what he did to Jordan Constable. It did not get called. Well, both teams are in the double bonus. Constable to the foul line, and he's at a touch foul on Bryant Maynard, who had three fouls in the first half and didn't get another one until just now. That's his fourth. Maynard with four, White with four, Dufresne with four, Hansemeyer with four. Sydney's lost two players, and Nick Mino has four. Nobody else has more than two. So at the line is Constable, 65-63. Sydney trails. Constable made two key free throws in overtime. Makes the first one here to put Sydney within one. Constable with three points at the line. Fourth shot is good. Well, cool customer. 65-65, tied again. For UV, it is Dufresne, White, Shackleton, DeGlee is in there right now, and Maynard. Dufresne driving baseline, double team. He's caught. He's got nowhere to go. Stolen by McKee. Off to Mino. Mino ahead to Constable. He's going to go up and is fouled by DeGlee. Jordan Constable had a tough decision to make while in full speed because Hank DeGlee, who's much bigger, was right next to him. Could have easily blocked the shot. Constable tried to protect it a little bit more, and that's where he drew the foul. Constable back at the line. Shot is up, and it's good. Well, somewhere along the way, we'll have an offense, defense, and all-purpose award tonight, sponsored by Mang Insurance, NBT Bank, and Echo Brands of Sydney. 2:50 still to play in the second overtime. Constable, all six free throws in overtime or double overtime. Kozak climbs up the stairs, knocks the ball away. Right there at the UV student section, Storm Faithful giving him some room. 67-65, Sydney by two. Dufresne. Nice guard job by Constable guarding Dufresne on that play. He's got to go do it again now. They're looking for Dufresne. Crossover dribble, driving in, goes up, scores it. Dufresne now with 20. And remember, he only had four at halftime. Tied again at 67-2, 23 left. Mino driving in, the jump stop, good! Nick Mino gives Sydney the lead. Mino with 14 points. Half of those in overtime. 69-67, Sydney. Dufresne stops and pops. It's no good. Rebound McKee. Dangerous pass across the key to Kozak. Kozak off to Barnes. And traveling is the call. Justin Barnes, instead of going up, he came away looking to pass. That's the nerves of a guy who's not used to starting, I think. So UV a chance to tie or take the lead. Dufresne's driving in. The hanging jump shot off the glass. Good, and he's fouled. Advantage Unadilla Valley. Foul on Jordan Constable. But I think that's only one on him. And Dufresne has tied this game again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 ties, folks. 11 ties in this game. Dufresne can break it, but does not. Constable, rebounds for Sydney. Mino off to Kozak. Mino playing with four fouls. Kozak driving in on Shackleton. Over to Mino, a minute 25. Elbow jumper, Mino is good! Nick Mino. 16 points, Sydney by two. 71-69, a minute 14 to go in the second overtime. Thought this game was going to get over early, huh? A minute seven ago. Diglee nowhere near looking for a shot. Shackleton against Kozak. Drives in. Oh, it rolls off. McKee. And now Barnes taps it over to Kozak. Sydney catches the ball and a break there. Kozak driving in, going up, and foul, but no call. Actually, he forced it a little bit. Maynard turns around, shoots, misses. Tap up by Shackleton, no good. Rebound by Constable. Constable bounce pass to Barnes, and he's going to go look for Mino. And a timeout asked for with 34.9 seconds to go by Mike Brzee. Sydney up 71-69. It's still not over, folks. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Oh, 34.9 seconds to go. 71-69. This is a game for the ages. And I keep thinking back to that last play of the first half when Brent Hanselmeyer made one of two from the free throw line. I said, would that ever come back to be a factor in the game? And it definitely was. That one point that Brent scored, the sophomore, he's now 5 for 8 from the line, but that was his first make of the night. And it gave UV what I call a free point because Sydney made a mistake. So Sydney will inbounds now, and Constable, they want the ball in his hands because he is 6 for 6 from the line. And they have fouled him. And that foul's going to be on Maynard, and Brett should be all for Bryant Maynard. I think I've got him down for five. Yes, indeed. So for the first time, Univilla Valley Storm will lose a player. But boy, what a game he played. With three fouls in the first half, he played almost the entire rest of the game. And now it is Mason Alford, who's got his first points, came seconds into his entry of the game in the second quarter. Nothing since then. He's been on the bench for quite a while. He's in there now as part of the five-man crew for Unadilla Valley. Sydney with a two-point lead, 33.7 seconds to go, and Constable at the line to shoot two. First one is good. Seven for seven for Jordan Constable. That's a three-point spread. If he makes this one, it becomes a two-possession game for UV. Constable's shot is good. All 8 points from the line on eight shots. Sydney now has to play prevent. They lead by four. Dufresne's going to drive in, takes it up, misses, gets his own rebound, misses the tap-in. Rebounded now by Dufresne again. Passes out to White. White gets the ball stripped from by Barnes. And a foul. Oh, my goodness. Sydney has come alive in this late stage of the second overtime. They have withstood the offensive barrage of David Dufresne, who has scored 10 points in overtime or double overtime. So at the line is Justin Barnes. He is a 5'10 senior, was on the team last year, hardly ever played on a senior-laden team. He is now in a position, again, that can help his team. And it misses. He needs one shot to make it a five-point game. It's still a four-point game with 13.9 seconds to go. His second shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound to Dufresne. They're going to get the ball quickly down. White to Shackleton for three. It's good! 8.4 seconds to go! Nate Shackleton, they set him up, and he knocked it down! 22 points for Shackleton, his fourth three-pointer of the ball game, and it was like a magic formula. The rebound by Dufresne, threw it to White. White threw it to Shackleton, and he was spotting up for the three, and it looked like gold right there. Boy, big shot. 73-72. The clock not adjusted. It will stay at 8.4 seconds. That changes things drastically. Sydney now has to really concentrate on getting the ball in bounds. You can expect a foul from somebody on Unadilla Valley. They'll try to get the ball probably into Constable. Why not? He's 8 for 8 from the line. They cannot have White, Dufresne, or Hansemeyer foul. They'll probably have Alford foul whoever gets the ball inbounds. Now don't forget, Kozak can also make free throws, and so can Nick Mino. I mean, Mino's 1 for 1 tonight, hardly a reflection. Kozak's 6 for 7. Constable 8 for 8. Mino will inbound. And there's, all right, 8.4 seconds to go. Mino will inbound to Kozak. Kozak is fouled by White, and that will be all for Nick White. That's what they did not want to do. 7.3 seconds to go. So Nick White's night is done, finishing with 12 points. He had the game's first three-pointer. He had 3 2-pointers, a three-pointer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He was just 3 for 8 from the foul line. So now number 5 checks in, Dalton Miner. This score is 73-72 Sydney with 7.3 seconds to go. Billy Kozak has not scored in overtime. He has not scored since the fourth quarter when he had to score with 1.2 seconds to go from the line. He misses here. 6 for 8 from the line. Second shot is good. 2-point game. 7.3 to go. Plenty of time. They throw it to Shackleton. He's out of bounds. They threw it to Shackleton, trying to recreate the last magical play. And he... it didn't quite work out the same. 4.9 seconds to go. Mino passes to Kozak. Kozak double-teamed, and a foul will be called with 3.1 seconds to go. A little bit too much time off the clock for the liking of the Storm. So at the line again is Bill Kozak. He's got a game-high 26 points. He'll get two shots here with 3.1 seconds to go. One shot is good. Well, Kozak's second shot is good. And it looks like Coach Mike Brzee wants a timeout. So we'll step away quickly. 3.1 seconds to go. Sydney by 4. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, trying to add up some of the numbers to make sure they fit. So far, so good. Sydney was the one who called that timeout, by the way. 3.1 seconds to go. They wanted to make sure their defense could be set up because, you know, it's going to be with 4 seconds to go. All they got to do is just put a little bit of pressure on. They can actually let Unadilla Valley score with a little challenge, and that'll still leave them with a 2-point lead or a 1-point lead. Everyone knows they want to get Shackleton the ball. Dufresne, long pass up ahead to Shackleton. He backs up, shoots for 3. It's no good. Sydney survives. 76-72. What a game. What a finish. Double overtime. It would be great to see these two teams play again down the road. Boy, what a game that was. But Sydney survived 76-72. We will indeed step away. We've got some awards to figure out here, and things changed in overtime compared to what they would have been in the fourth quarter. So you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When it comes to your life, you know what counts. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we're committed to offering you the very best in community banking and exceptional service that you can rely on. So no matter what you're trying to achieve, you can count on us to help you succeed. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, let's get right to the recap, and then we'll go to our post-game awards because I'm still hoping that I got these right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sydney wins in double overtime, 76-72, and the recap here goes like this for Unadilla Valley, because I know I've already got that right. Bryant Maynard eventually fouled out. He finished with seven points, three field goals, one for four from the line, and you will see that the foul shooting for Unadilla Valley certainly played a big role in this. Nick White, a tremendous game for him. He also wound up fouling out of the ballgame late. He had three field goals. He had one three-pointer, just three for eight from the line, 12 points. Some tremendous defense there. David Dufresne started out slow, had just 4 points. He had two fouls at the half. From there, it was 8 points in the third quarter. He was held scoreless in the fourth quarter. Came alive again in overtime with 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 points there. He had 11 two-pointers. He was 0 for 7 from the foul line, 22 points. Brett Hanselmeyer, he finishes with 7. He also had one basket, but he was 5 for 8. Their best free throw shooter tonight by far, Hanselmeyer, 5 for 8, 7 points. Mason Alford had a basket for 2. Nate Shackleton, their big score, the big three-point scoring threat. He had 5 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers, and that 22 points for Nate Shackleton. They had 24 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers for 63. Nine for 27. 9 for 27 from the foul line, 72 points. That's 33%. For Sydney, well, if the top number one is Jordan Constable, and quite simply, he was 8 for 8 from the foul line. Not much more you can say. 8 for 8 from the foul line. Nick Mino had 16 points. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's what I'm missing. He had 6 two-pointers, 1 three-pointer, just 1 for 1 from the foul line. 15, and he finishes with 16 points. We had more points in overtime than he did in the fourth quarter, and who can forget the bank shot when he had no other option but to chuck it up there, and he did, and he banked it in. 16 points for Nick Mino. Brandon Bissett, great game in the second half. He wound up fouling out, 2 baskets, a 3-point play, and he was 1 for 1 there, so 5 points. And he fouled out. Pat Vibbert fouled out as well. No points, but a lot of intangible stuff going on tonight for him. Justin Barnes playing a lot late, 0 for 2 from the line. He did not score. Trey Larson started. Didn't see anything of him in the second half. He did not score at all. And Wyatt McKee had 19 points. He had 9. Check this out. There it is. He had 9 two-pointers. He was 1 for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1 for 6 from the foul line, but the one that he got tied up the game and kept it going. 19 points for him. Bill Kozak, 2 two-pointers, 5 three-pointers, 9 for 11 from the foul line, including 2 of 3 with 1.2 seconds left to put the game into its first overtime. He's the game's high scorer with 28 points. So all told, we got 6, 8, 8, and 11, 19 two-pointers. We got 6 three-pointers, 5 of those from Kozak, so 18, 56, and 9. 19, looks like 19, did I mess that up? 10, 11, 12, and 8, 20. Nope, 20 for 26. Check that out, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20 for 29 from the foul line. I did score it right, though, 76 points. And also, big difference at the line is the obvious difference. 20 for 29 for Sydney, 9 for 27 for Unadilla Valley. Time for our post-game sponsors. And, boy, I can't tell you who I'm going to pick right now because it's up for grabs for both teams. We'll start with the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mang Insurance has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, and they're always proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. This is one of those where, like in football, you like to have a second person and second opinion. Who do you pick a defensive for in all this entire game that saw 148 points scored in a high school game with 2 overtimes? Who do you pick defensively? I'm actually going to go with Nick White of Unadilla Valley. Impressed, to say the least. He stole the ball several times from both Mino and Kozak. I've never seen that before with those guys playing. Don't get to see UV a lot, but Nick's going to be our Dynamic Defense Award winner. Congratulations, especially in a tough loss like that, to at least be a shining star. He was one of those tonight. Our Outstanding Offense Award, sponsored by NBT Bank. NBT Bank's putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. And again, you look all around to see what everybody did tonight. And to be honest with you, it's not even going to be close to the highest score tonight. It's going to be Jordan Constable for Sydney. Jordan with 8 for 8 from the foul line when UV could not make theirs. Constable made every shot, and every shot was crucial. 8 for 8 from the foul line. He will win our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And finally, All-Purpose Award, Echo Brands of Sydney. They're a proud sponsor of local youth in the Tri-County area. Echo Brands wishes the best of all players this season and reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Well, let me say who's in the running. Nate Shackleton, 22 points, played just about every minute of the entire ball game, only had one foul, outstanding player there. David Dufresne, of course, just making things happen in that overtime, especially in the third quarter and overtime on their comeback. And Bryant Maynard, too, did a nice job playing all that time with the foul trouble until the very end. For Sydney, you got Wyatt McKee, who scored a lot inside, probably his best overall game. You had Nick Mino, who started out slow and had the ball taken away from him time after time in the early part of the game. But in overtime, he was a big-time shining star. Also, Pat Vibbert, who didn't score but yet had a lot of intangibles, as I said, just outstanding all the way around. But our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight will be Bill Kozak. Kozak with 5 three-pointers, 3 shots in a row in the second quarter within a minute, 10 seconds, bang, bang, bang. He also made the 2 free throws at the end of the regulation, 2 out of 3, to put the game into overtime, and then came up with 3 out of 4 in overtime. He's the game's high scorer, 28 points, 9 for 11. Defensively also, and he never came off the floor. He was never replaced in the game. He played the entire game. So that, to me, is all purpose. So that's recapping pretty well. Jordan Constable, NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. Unadilla Valley's Nick White will win the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense, and Bill Kozak will win our Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. Well, my voice is about shot, and I get to do it again in 2 days. It'll be Afton coming to Sydney for a game at 7:15. We'll be on the air around 7 o'clock with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. And then, of course, the girls' game on Friday night. Thanks to Joe Gardner. Special thanks to Joe Gardner and Craig Stevens tonight. Things back at the station were in some turmoil because of the cold weather, and you would not have known it. You would not have known it. Handle it like professionals, and all I had to do was get through the busy signal. That was my biggest challenge. And thanks to Matt Osborne, and I know he's the AD here and basketball coach, and the loss has to sting, but helped me out setting up and everything and got me a table and the whole bit. So we appreciate that. So, I don't get many of these games to do, but when I do, I certainly cherish them. And for Sydney, they take this one away 76-72. It could have been anybody's game, as we know. Sydney will now tie Unadilla Valley for the lead, to my knowledge anyway. They're trailing Unitigo, who is undefeated at 4-0 in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. So plenty of good basketball up ahead. Make sure they're not all going to be like this, but if they can be half this exciting, we've got ourselves a great second half of the season. So once again, the final score tonight, Unadilla Valley and Sydney. The Warriors take this one 76-72 in double overtime. For WCDO Radio Sports, stay warm, everybody. I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.